You know, at this point, Trump is living in a fairy tale land. Obviously, he just said that costs of food are down, and mortgage costs are down, and rent is down, automobile costs are all down since he took office. But the American people who actually buy things and pay rent or pay mortgages or buy insurance or whatever, or fresh food, they know they're paying a lot more. And now Trump has declared that we've won the war with Iran. He said it 5 times in his speech. In fact, I'm going to play it for you so you don't think I'm making it up. But yeah, he said we've won. We've won. Remember what I said the other day, that Trump was going to announce victory? Well, here he is doing it. Check this out.
Is that a great name? Well, it's only good if you win. You know, you can only do it. And we've won. Let me tell you, we've won. You know, you never like to say too early you won. We won. We won the bet. In the first hour, it was over. But we won. But they gave me a list of names of generals. Sir, you can pick the name you'd like, sir. I said, the name of what? The name of the attack on Iran, sir. And they gave me like 20 names. And I'm like falling asleep. I didn't like any of them. Then I see Epic Fury. I said, I like that name. I like that name.
So Trump is obviously being fed a lot of fake information by his own military. Not surprising. Or he's just choosing to selectively believe whatever makes him look good, possibly. But he hasn't won the war because the Strait of Hormuz is not yet open and the Iranian government has not been toppled. And in fact, what's really happening is that Iran has just said that, quote, Tehran's policy of reciprocal strikes has ended. From now on, continuous strikes will be carried out. And, right? So it's going to continue to strike Israel every single day. And let's see, what else? Ali Larijani, head of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, said, tonight, we received messages from U.S. President Donald Trump through the Omani mediator asking us to negotiate a ceasefire. Our response is that we will not accept any negotiations as long as an entity called Israel exists. Understand? So Iran is saying that we will continue to fight until we destroy Israel. Now, Israel's defense minister, named Katz, has announced that the military campaign against Iran will continue indefinitely to achieve the objectives of Israel, which is the destruction of Iran, and to support the Iranian citizens who want to overthrow the government regime there in Iran. So we have Iran saying, we won't stop bombing Israel until Israel is destroyed. And we have Israel saying, we won't stop bombing Iran until Iran is overthrown or destroyed. And we have Trump saying, we've already won. And then we have Lindsey Graham saying, we're out of bombs. And I don't know if you haven't seen that clip, let me play that for you here, just so you can hear Lindsey Graham. This is the drunk Lindsey Graham, which is becoming the most common Lindsey Graham, saying that we're out of bombs, and he loves the fact that we're killing all the right people, he says. So check this out.
So I just want to say I feel good about the Republican Party. I feel good about where we're going as a nation. We're killing all the right people, and we're cutting your taxes. Trump is my favorite president. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II.
You got it? Paying attention? All right. Now, on top of that, Iran says that it's going to start targeting U.S. Technology infrastructure companies. Well, that is their facilities across the Middle East. They've said they're going to start targeting data centers for Microsoft, Palantir, Google, Oracle, NVIDIA, and IBM. They already hit an Amazon AWS data center, of course. So I guess Amazon's on the list as well. But Iran is going after big tech, and these tech companies are fleeing the region now out of necessity and scrambling to try to relocate their data centers to other places that are out of the reach of Iran's drones and missiles, which is a difficult thing to do because Iran has missiles that can go quite far. Obviously, they can reach all the way to Israel. So, on top of all of that, Iran says that it has a right to nuclear weapons, that it's essentially a God-given right, and it's actually kind of hard to argue with that. What gave the U.S. the right to have nuclear weapons? Right? Well, that it was a self-asserted right. It wasn't granted by the U.N. or anybody else. It was just, oh, we have the right to have weapons. We're just going to build them. So the new Khamenei, the son of the one who was just assassinated, he is canceling all international agreements that require halting of the nuclear program. And he is stating that the possession of nuclear weapons is a sovereign right for Iran, and it is not subject to negotiation. So think about this. The U.S. and Israel murdered this guy's father. His father was the one who said no nuclear weapons. He issued a fatwa, or a couple of fatwas, saying no nuclear weapons because it is at odds with the teachings of Islam. Well, they are paying a price for not pursuing nuclear weapons. Obviously, they're being bombed and people are being killed. And frankly, in this world, because, you know, the American Empire is a terror state and Israel is obviously a genocidal terror state, the only way to defend yourself is to have nuclear weapons. Not to use them, but to have them. To be able to credibly demonstrate to the world that you could use them if you wanted to. And then you'll be left alone. You notice the U.S. isn't attacking North Korea, for example. Because they've got nukes. So Iran is now on the path to have nuclear weapons. And as I've said before, and in previous interviews and podcasts, it's pretty clear that Iran has the capability. They probably already have nuclear weapons. They just need to assemble them or put them on the top of missiles or what have you. And they will have nuclear weapons, I presume, within a matter of a few weeks or months. And they could also just get nuclear weapon assistance from Russia or maybe China or maybe Pakistan for that matter. Who knows? But it's pretty clear that by killing the Ayatollah Khamenei, Israel and the United States have now, in essence, put Iran on a path where it will pursue nuclear weapons very aggressively and, I imagine, successfully. It won't be long. And at that point, Iran will demonstrate a nuclear weapon for the whole world to see, and it will say, hey, we are now a nuclear nation, and if you continue to mess with us, you know, you're gonna get nuked. And so that would change everything. That would change the world, because the West would no longer be able to continue to threaten and try to conquer Iran. The U.S. Navy would flee the area. The U.S. military bases would flee the area, which probably is also already underway. And Israel would probably cease to exist if they started something with Iran, because they would get nuked in return. Israel would. And it only takes one nuke to obliterate all of Israel. So at that point, there would have to be a multipolar peace arrangement agreed upon based on mutually assured destruction. MAD, which actually is a stabilizing concept. It's like, hey, I don't want you to nuke me, but you don't want me to nuke you. So let's get along in other ways that don't involve trading nukes. But it takes Iran having nuclear weapons in order to achieve that parity. Iran having nuclear weapons would be a great stabilizing force in the region, and we could return to commerce and shipping and energy extraction and shipments, which would stabilize the Western world. The fact that only Israel and the United States have the nuclear weapons and Iran doesn't, that is obviously very destabilizing. That's what's resulting in this current situation. So Iran gaining nukes could help calm this thing down, but it wouldn't be victory for Netanyahu or Trump. And that's why Trump and Netanyahu keep trying to completely topple Iran's government, whether or not they have nukes. They don't want them to ever be on the path of obtaining nukes, clearly. So I actually believe that, like I said here, the acquisition of nuclear weapons by Iran would halt the violence, and it would be a stabilizing force. And since I want peace and I don't want people to keep dying in the region, I hope that there is a stabilizing force, whatever it may be, because the current situation is very bad. And oil is now back over $100 a barrel. And so the oil plunge that happened yesterday or the day before was all just fiction, obviously. Things are dramatically heating up here, and Western civilization is in real trouble. And remember that almost everything Trump has said about this war has turned out to be just completely fabricated. He said, Iran's run out of missiles. They can't launch any more missiles. Well, then who keeps bombing Israel? Is it us? You know, Trump said, well, we're going to have our Navy escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz. And then the Navy commanders said, no, we're not. We're not going to commit suicide there. So Trump had to back off of that. And Trump said, we're going to keep oil prices low. We're going to release 170 million barrels or something from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Okay. Well, that only covers less than a week of the normal oil flow. Less than a week. So that's not going to solve this problem for very long, obviously, at all. Iran now says it's switching from reciprocal hits, that is, you know, you attack us and we attack you back, to, quote, continuous strikes. So Iran is going to continue to just bomb Israel every day for maybe months to come. And Iran says they're going to drive the price of oil to $200 a barrel, which would, of course, completely wreck the economies of Western nations and probably would trigger a debt collapse. The whole Ponzi scheme system depends on the cheap oil. Iran says that the United States won't be able to continue to suppress oil prices, that, quote, we won't allow even one liter of oil to reach the U.S., Israel, or its partners. That's from an Iranian spokesperson. And he says that any vessel or tanker that is headed for those countries will be considered a legitimate target. And no question, oil is going to, I mean, it's already over $100 a barrel. It's going to go to $150. It could go to $200 if this continues. And again, Iran holds all the cards, not Trump and not Israel. Israel is just about out of anti-air defense systems. The U.S. Navy probably is almost out of anti-air defense systems. Now, granted, the Navy and the Air Force can continue to drop heavy bombs on Iran, but you can't bomb a country into submission, it turns out. You can destroy a lot of buildings, and you can fly a lot of sorties, and you can have a lot of impressive statistics. Oh, yeah, we flew 900, bombing runs, and we blew up 1,000 buildings, and blah, 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 77 hospitals and 24 schools, because that's what the U.S. is targeting now. You still can't open the Strait of Hormuz by doing that. You still can't do it, which means oil is going to continue to climb. So that's where we are. So I suppose that where this is going is we're just going to be lied to constantly by the White House and Carolyn Leavitt and Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham. We're going to be told everything's great, that we've won, and yet Iran is going to continue to bomb Israel. And, probably we'll get hit with false flags here in the United States to try to convince us to support a ground invasion. I've done a special report on that very topic. And things are just going to get worse from here, not better, because Trump is not willing to sit down and actually have a real negotiation with Iran that doesn't involve bombing their negotiators or bombing their country in the middle of negotiations. You see, the United States, through Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, has burned every bridge of possible negotiation. The U.S. has demonstrated that it is not a good faith negotiator, because twice now, the U.S. has tried to, or claimed it was negotiating with Iran, and then it bombed Iran. Last summer, it bombed and killed the negotiators. And then more recently, it bombed the country in the middle of negotiations that were showing progress. It just shows that when the U.S. negotiates with you, it's not legit. It's not a real negotiation. It's just a ruse. So in what way? See, this is why Iran is saying we will not negotiate with the United States any longer, because we've tried that and it never works. You can't blame them at this point. Again, Trump and his Mossad agents, Witkoff, etc., have burned those bridges. So there's really no negotiated off-ramp to this. I mean, not in the current context, anyway, unless something dramatically changes. So there's a very high risk that this goes nuclear, that probably Israel would be the first country to start using nukes. Some people think they've already started using nukes. I'm not sure about that, but there have been some massive explosions that we've seen on video, although it's always hard to tell what's real in terms of just viewing explosions. But there's a very strong chance that this thing goes nuclear. And when it does, then I think Russia gets involved, and I think China gets involved in many ways. Economic warfare, trade warfare, and also possibly Oreshnik missiles, nuclear weapons, Iskanders. Who knows? It's going to get ugly. Because Trump is too stupid to know that he's already lost. Or just he's too arrogant to know. And Israel is too insane to ever back down. Because Israel just cannot have peace with its neighbors. That's not consistent with its mission of greater Israel, which is, requires the mass killing and pillaging and stealing of all the land of its neighbors. So, as you can see, this epic civilizational clash cannot be resolved by the two parties agreeing to sit down and coexist. That's probably not how this ends. It either ends with the destruction of Israel or the destruction of Iran, and probably the destruction of the United States as a second order effect of all of this, or at least the toppling of the currency and the current government, etc. And it could end in the end of the world as we know it. Let's hope it doesn't go that far. But I'll just add, the way Israel has been behaving obviously is incompatible with human civilization. So nobody in the world is safe as long as Zionists continue to run that country and try to expand, their greater Israel project, which is it's invading and murdering and killing people. It's genocide. It's ethnic cleansing. That's not compatible with human civilization, and that needs to be stopped. And as far as I can tell, Iran is the only country actually doing anything to stop it. So if you want to eliminate evil in this world and get to peace and stability and affordable energy, then you want to root for those who are on the side of truth and peace and trade and not provoking attacks, not invading, not committing genocide. You want to root for those who negotiate in good faith and who are genuinely wanting to coexist. And that is not Israel. That's very clear. And it's obviously very questionable about where the United States falls on that spectrum as well at the moment. But things can change pretty dramatically. So let's pray for positive change. Let's demand positive change. Let's demand peace. Trump needs to basically disconnect the United States from Israel completely, in my view, and tell Israel, you know what, we're done fighting your wars. If you want to fight all your neighbors, it's up to you now. We're done. He needs to bring U.S. troops back home, and he needs to focus on what he promised in his campaign, make America great again, not fight foreign wars and bleed and die for Israel. And until Trump does that, he will always be seen as a traitor to his own base, the MAGA base, which is the way he is viewed right now, obviously. So, pray for peace. In the meantime, prepare for a difficult year ahead or multiple years. Be sure to grow your own food, stockpile fertilizer for your garden. be sure to have your water filters and your storable food. You can get some from us, healthrangerstore.com/survival, if you want to check out what we have available. And you can follow all my videos at brightvideos.com. So join me in praying for peace and calling for peace. And also the halting, the stopping, the dismantling of evil and the evil Epstein pedophile empires that have dominated our planet for far too long. They need to be stopped. So thank you for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.